Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Steve in South Jersey. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Evan, how are you? I'm
good.
First time, long time, a big fan of you and Joe on your show. I'm also a big Met fan, but that's not why I'm calling today. I am a registered nurse. We work down in South Jersey, and we are desperately fighting this COVID war, and we are desperately running out of N95 masks. So the reason why I'm calling you is because it's Saturday and the world is kind of shut down, and I need your airwaves because I need a message to get out to either, or maybe you can do it for me, Evan. The governor's office, or perhaps the mayor's office, and I think I have a solution to kind of save these N95 masks. And I need somebody that's listening, somebody that has some knowledge of this, and somebody that can help me. So I have a proposal for you, and I just want you to help me get it out there.
Well, the airwaves are yours, Steve. I'm listening, and everybody's listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so we need N95 masks, and they cost about $5 a piece. And what they're doing is they are protecting the frontline healthcare workers of America, the people that you may come to rely on sooner than you can imagine. So what I think, I have a hunch, is that I think I have a way to preserve these N95 masks. And this is why I need the governor's office or the mayor's office to get working on this, because we don't have a whole lot of time. So if you are a listener to this show and you can hear me, and if you have a CPAP, if you suffer from sleep apnea, and if you happen to have a CPAP sanitizer that uses ultraviolet light, I think we can use those to sterilize and repurpose our N95 masks. And perhaps it'll buy us some extra time so that the government can come and get us more masks.
What are the CPAP sanitizer? Those are the things that people put on their face when they have a snoring issue, sleep apnea issue, and that's what you're talking about?
So, yeah. So if you suffer from sleep apnea, a lot of times what you do is you buy a sanitizer
for
your mask, because you use the mask over and over again. And the mask uses ultraviolet light to purify the mask. And what ultraviolet light does is it kills viruses. Okay? So if there's any listeners out there that may have these masks, I want you to either perhaps donate them to us or let us borrow them, because we're going to need them.
That's a good idea. Has anyone mentioned that, by the way, Steve? Is that could be a solution to this?
No, but that's why I'm trying to get it out to the airwaves, because I try to call, you know, NBC News and Fox, and nobody's listening to me. So I got to use you, man. I need you.
That's fine.
The other thing, too. Another idea, okay? Tanning beds. I need somebody that knows about tanning beds, because they use ultraviolet light, too. See, a CPAP sanitizer can only sanitize one or two masks at a time. But if you get me a 6-foot tanning bed, I think we can start sanitizing 50, 60, 70 masks in a 5-10 minute period. So if there's anybody out there that works in ultraviolet light and has knowledge of this information, we need to know this. We're trying to save these masks as desperately as we can. And I don't have the time I can't call the governor myself.
Right.
So this is why I'm calling you, man, because you can provide this public service to us.
Well, hey, listen,
you guys got to come and save these nurses, man. And this is, I think, this might be a solution. So if you can get your station people, you know, politicians, you know, people of influence, if there's anybody out there that's listening in the sound of my voice, if you have a CPAP sanitizer and you can spare it, drop it off at your police station, drop it off at the fire station, drop it off in your emergency rooms. And if somebody knows anything about tanning beds and thinks that that might be a solution, please contact your local authorities, because I think we're going to need those too. And if we can save these masks, we can save lives.
Steve, thank you very much. And thank you for what you're doing right now, because you are helping to protect us, get us better, and overcome this. And I'm glad that you were able to use our airwaves on a Saturday to try to get that message out.
Thank you, Evan. Just please try to get this message out to whoever you think might be able to help us with this.
You got it.
Because we don't have a lot of time, man. So if someone from the mayor's office is listening, someone from the governor, someone from the federal government, I think this is a solution, but I can't do it myself, man. I need all you guys, all you listeners, anybody that knows anything about this stuff to get a hold of your local, you know, police departments, health departments, or whatever. And we got to mobilize, man, because this is a freaking war.
No doubt. Thank you, pal. I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you for everything you're doing right now. Ingenuity. That's his thought right there. The CPAP sanitizer, which I guess could help in the issue that we all have right now with the lack of supplies and lack of masks that we have. So thank you very much for the call, and hopefully that message gets out there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.